Harper Audio presents Wanted, Undead or Alive by Carolyn Sparks. Performed by PJ Oakland. Chapter 1.
Get real, Phineas. You can't expect me to believe this crap.
Phineas McKinney frowned at his younger brother, who was clutching the steering wheel with white-knuckled desperation. Obviously, last night's confession had not gone as well as he had thought. Fremont, you gotta know I would never lie to you.
I know that!
Fremont shot him a frantic look, then turned the windshield wipers up to a higher speed to combat the rain that pelted his 13-year-old dented Chevy Impala.
But that doesn't leave me with a lot of options, you know? First I thought you'd gone crazy. Then I thought you must be doing drugs. Then when I tried to talk to you this afternoon, I thought you were dead. I mean, seriously, start the damned funeral. Dead.
I'm not crazy, Phineas muttered, and I don't do drugs. The atmosphere in the car sizzled with tension, interrupted only by the noise of the wipers swishing back and forth. A wet, slushy sound, followed by a high-pitched, prolonged screech reminiscent of fingernails on a blackboard. Phineas winced. There were times when having super-sensitive hearing was not an advantage. Fremont gave him a wary look.
What about that last part? The dead part?
Slush screech. Slush screech. Fremont gulped audibly.
You weren't really dead, were you?
Slush screech. Slush screech. I'm alive now, Phineas said quietly, then gave his brother a reassuring smile. Don't I look alive to you? Fremont didn't look reassured. His eyes had grown so wide, the whites gleamed as his gaze darted back and forth from his brother to the busy street in the Bronx.
You're alive now? What the hell does that mean?
It means my heart is beating. I'm breathing.
You weren't breathing this afternoon. You scared the shit out of me. I almost called Aunt Ruth.
I told you not to. Phineas didn't want his aunt and sister to know the truth. Aunt Ruth would probably drag him into church and insist the Reverend Washington perform an exorcism on him. Luckily, the female members of his family were out of town this weekend, singing with the choir at some event in Buffalo.
I didn't know what to do. I thought about calling an ambulance, but...
Fremont stomped on the brakes, tires spinning on the wet cement, before the Impala halted with a lurch. He slammed a fist on the horn, and the blaring noise made Phineas grit his teeth.
What the hell are you stopping for, asshole?
Fremont hollered at the car in front of them.
People usually stop for red lights. You should try it sometime.
Phineas's attempt at a joke fell flat. His brother was still looking at him like he'd grown a second head. I have excellent night vision, you know. You want me to drive?
No,
Fremont leaned forward, a possessive glint in his eyes as he squeezed the steering wheel with fisted hands.
I need to drive. It keeps me calm.
This was calm? Phineas hadn't expected a full-fledged panic attack this evening. Last night his brother had remained quiet during the confession, just nodding his head as if he accepted it all. But Phineas had to admit now that it was highly unusual for his brother to remain quiet for more than 60 seconds. Fremont had been stunned speechless.
I did warn you, Phineas reminded his brother. I told you not to go down into the basement.
I thought you were quoting a line from a bad movie.
Why would I do that?
How the hell would I know?
Fremont yelled.
I told you, I thought you'd gone crazy.
I explained it all last night, how I ended up a vampire, and how I needed to do my death sleep all day in the basement with the window boarded up.
Yeah, well, I didn't really catch that last part, you know what I'm saying? The minute you said vampire, I thought you'd gone batshit on me. I didn't hear nothing after that. I was too busy trying to figure out how we could afford to send you to a nut hut so you could get your head screwed back on.
I'm perfectly fine, Fremont. I was just dead for a few hours.
That's not normal, bro.
It is for a vampire.
Fremont flinched, then turned to glare at the stoplight. Slush screech. Slush screech. The light turned green, and Fremont accelerated slowly.
You really believe this?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?